Now in studio, our Northfield's fire chief, Gary Fronick, along with Glenn Castor, who is the board vice chair. Are you the vice chair now?
I'm the vice chair.
Vice chair. Okay. Is there vice going on there?
We hope
that
not.
Was, that was way too
advice.
Advice. There we have it. For NAFRS, Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, you had a meeting last week, and we're going to talk about some of the things. First of all, let's talk about the building. There's been some construction going on there. Where are you at in the process? Are things going along pretty well?
Well, things are going along very well. I think Gary's been following it more closely than I have.
Yeah, it's coming along quite nicely. The concrete slab has been poured. Of course, prior to that, all the underground utilities have been stubbed in and done. And we're waiting for masonry contractors now to get the walls built up, and then also some steel for holding the decking and the roofing and that type of thing. So that's been a little bit of a delay. But otherwise, the ground is prepped and the slab is poured, and so I think things are going along quite nicely.
Now, I understand there was some bit of contamination that was found in there. Was that did that throw you off too much? Or
I think a little bit it did. We had some testing done on some samples and piles out there, and determined that there was some contamination in the ground from the past use of the area, which was, everyone knows, that's been a kind of a city garbage dump at one time past years. So anyway, that was tested, and there's, I think, traces of arsenic and some lead in there, and it's above the residential standard limit. Mm-hmm. And then below the commercial standard limit. So there's two different limits on this. And it was tested and deemed that we could basically call it shelter in place, and because it's at a lower level, and then keep it under certain hard surfaces. And Glenn, you might add to this too.
Just the week before the meeting, we received the architect received a letter from the MPCA stating we could use it, as Gary was describing. You know, we can use it as essentially fill under a driveway or so forth, and better to leave it in place. The contamination level was extremely low. Mm-hmm. Rather than truck it somewhere and with gallons and gallons of diesel fuel being used to move it to Rosemont or someplace.
Yeah, you know, I think the average citizen in the year 2018 will look at that and think, that used to be a dump site right there. People used to take their garbage just right off of downtown, right by the river, and put it there. It's been times have changed. We don't do that anymore.
Well, every once in a while, there is a small load that gets hauled out to the Rice County dump of old Pet Springs and chairs and whatever not, you know, people find in there.
Wow.
Well, years back when the police were there, I had run an electrical company too, and we did some trenching back there. So I knew that back then, you know, we hit bottles and bed springs, like Glenn was saying, and cans and this and that. So
wow.
I knew about it, but I guess maybe some of the other people didn't. The other thing is, which threw us off, is they did core samples prior to the building process and did testing out of the samples and didn't pick up any of this contamination issues. But then when the piles were up on the ground, that's when they kind of discovered it. So that's took everybody by surprise.
All right. That has been dealt with, though, and we're moving on with the construction. What is the schedule like for the construction in like the coming month or two, and how are you still on schedule of when you'd like to be in?
Well, we are somewhat a little bit behind right now, I think, by about 2 weeks. So with the slab being poured, that's a good thing, because now it's giving it time to cure so that we can get heavier equipment in there, you know, on time once the building's up. The other thing is we are progressing along with the other demolition and remodeling inside the building. So in other words, if you don't see anything going on the outside, the guys are busily working on the inside, demolition and construction of the basement, and then working on the restrooms and upper levels of the building, so that you know, we aren't really losing time that way, but we're losing it on the exterior, what you see. So.
When would you like to be done and moved in and using it?
Sooner the better, of course. But
tomorrow?
The big goal is to get it capped up before winter, and then also use, you know, get it ready to park our trucks in there, and so that they can work on the front side of the building and the slab. So after Jesse defeated Jesse James days, they'll probably be working on moving the utility pole and changing the driveway around to the back, and then also working on the front apron and that type of thing. So we're kind of waiting on that just so that we don't disrupt our event, so to speak. You know.
All right.
Yeah, and I'll add there, roughly March of 2019 is when the whole project is scheduled to be finished.
Well, that'll be a happy day for you, I'm sure, when that comes.
Yeah, that's for sure. And meanwhile, we're business as normal, and we just have to move the trucks out every so often to make way for the plumbers and the heating guys and that type of thing. So it's a little bit of a disruption, but we're welcoming the change in the future.
All right. Anything else on the construction?
One other thing. It looks like we had allotted about $300,000 for a contingency fund. That's unexpected events. Now that they've been into the building for a while and been through it and tore apart the basement and so forth, the construction manager is estimating we'll use probably around 40,000 of that 300,000. So it looks like the project is going to come in right on or under budget.
All right. Good to hear. Good to hear. Let's move on. There is a new position that was discussed at the board meeting last week. Program coordinator? Is that? Do I have that right?
Yeah. Program coordinator is what we called it. And what it is a person who, for the next 12 months, roughly, can spend, I would say at the outside, 10 hours a week, but probably 20 hours a month is more like it, just focusing on making the interaction between NAFRS and the two cities and the rural fire district smoother. So we make sure that all the documents everybody needs get processed and policies are in place that are consistent with the policies of the JPA parties and so forth. So at this point, I would say we've got 80% of that in place.
Okay.
But every once in a while, you run across something that isn't complete yet. And so that's what that person is doing. And they'll also help put together the board packages and so forth.
All right. So this is not a permanent position? It's just a temporary one?
No, temporary and very part-time.
Okay. All right. Now, there was at least one board member who thought that this decision should be at the board level. Was it made at the board level? Is it within the budget? What as far as hiring practices, I guess, in general?
Well, the position was advertised through a request for proposal.
Okay.
So we wrote a request for proposal, we being the board. The board has had ample time to review this. I think it's been reviewed 3 times. Then the request for proposal was put out, I believe, in June, and we had several responses to that. And the board's been aware of this all the way through.
Okay.
And then the chair, Ann Haddad, and Gary interviewed the candidates and selected one. So I think the comment in the board meeting was maybe a misunderstanding of where we are at the moment.
What now, you have hired somebody. Who have you hired for this job?
We had a verbal commitment, and nothing's been signed at this time.
Oh, okay.
So I said I expect it'll be done here in the next week.
Oh, all right, all right. Anything else from the board meeting last week?
No, I think that covers the waterfront.
Yeah, right. I think so, too. And I think, like Glenn said, at the previous board meetings, we were authorized to search out this position and, mm-hmm. and hire.
Okay.
So, you know, in our estimation is we were tasked to do this, and this is what we did. And we didn't think it needed to be gone through the board level for all of them to see and that mm-hmm. type of thing. So that was our task between the chair and myself.
All right. One final thing, and to Fire Chief Gary Fronick, it's been dry as of late. We're kind of in the dog days of summertime right now. Have you had any increase in grass fires, forest fires, or anything? Has there been much of an effect yet on the staff of NAFRS?
Not right at this point in time. We've had kind of a rash of a lot of calls lately, mm-hmm. but not in natural vegetation and that type of thing. So, you know, it's just the ebb and flow of, you know, what happens. You just don't know whether it's a gas leak or, you know, alarm at mm-hmm. post-holding or that type of thing. We've had that in the past. And so anyway, we've had a lot of calls, I guess, but not into the natural vegetation. And I think basically around here, we've been blessed with a good rainfall, not like, you know, down in California or out west and that type of thing, or in Canada. So actually, we've done pretty good for rainfall in our area, I think.
Yeah, it has been, you know, pretty much every year. You're going to have a couple of weeks around this time that mm-hmm. go without, and it's hot and dry. Yeah. But hopefully we'll get some more today, and we won't need to worry about it. All right. Thank you so much for coming in, gentlemen. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again maybe next month.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Northfield Board Vice Chair of NAFRS, Glenn Castor, along with Northfield's Fire Chief, Gary Fronick.